On the show today, searching and maybe finding your bliss. And bliss, well, it can mean something completely different for a kid, right? It can be as simple as running around and exploring, which we grown-ups rarely get a chance to do. But why shouldn't we? Asked photographer Stefan Chow from the TED stage in 2015.
China's most influential philosopher and thinker, Confucius, or Kongzi, once said, "It is better to play than to do nothing." It is interesting how a man who lived 2,500 years ago still rings true to us today. This is Jia Han, and Jia Han is my older daughter. When we brought her into the world, we wanted her to explore the things that we know and the things that we think we want her to learn. And most importantly, we also wanted her to play and to have fun. Just about a year ago, when Jia Han was 19 months old, we brought her to the playgrounds in Singapore. And immediately, she understood that the playgrounds is a world created for her. The real world out there is a bit too complicated and too big for her. The doorknobs, the staircases are often too wide and too far away for a two-year-old. But then, the playgrounds is colorful. The foam mats are padded, and there are slides that you can play around. She immediately understood that this was her world. On that day itself, we brought her to 6 playgrounds. And at the end of the day, she attempted the largest slide of her life. I loved the determination on her face, that singular focus. And most importantly, there was an attitude in her that says, "With this, I can do anything." That experience reminded me of my own experience when I was young with playgrounds. I remember when I was a child, after school, I would still be very restless and I have a lot of energy. And all I would do is to go to the playgrounds, play, kick my friends off the monkey bars, and only return home when my knees and elbows are bruised and sweaty. And it also got back to me and wonder, what do I make sense of this? Because since then, I feel very detached from playgrounds. So as a parent and as a photographer, I decided to explore a photo project surrounding playgrounds. And I decided to photograph them from the air. We built a customized drone, put a camera on it, and then we fly up to the sky and I find an appropriate height to photograph the playground. Very often, when we do the shoots at these playgrounds, we get approached by children, by parents, who are just very curious in what we are doing. I remember we were photographing one playground, and a child came up to me and said, "Wow, you must be photographing my playground, right?" I'm saying, "Yes. Are you photographing the seahorse?" And I didn't understand him at first. But as we flew up towards the sky, I discovered that indeed, there is a seahorse and there are 2 fishes just right in this playground. And I get reminded that we need to be looking at the final details in life, on the little tidbits in life that makes life interesting. And more importantly, this project has also helped me to see through the eyes of a child again. And sometimes you even see playgrounds where you even have a small Mickey Mouse just looking at us. And I'm sure the original architect may not have intended for this, but everything just reveals itself when you're up in the air. Thank you very much.
That was photographer Stefan Chow. You can watch his full talk and see those beautiful playgrounds at TED.com. Thanks so much for listening to our show this week. If you liked it, if you got something out of it, please rate us on Apple or leave a comment on Spotify. We love hearing from you. This episode was produced by Matthew Cloutier, Harsha Nahada, and Fiona Guerin. It was edited by Sanaz Meshkinpour and me. Our production staff at NPR also includes James Delahousie, Katie Monteleone, Phoebe Lett, and Rachel Faulkner-White. Our executive producer is Irene Noguchi. Our audio engineers were Damian Herring and Simon Jensen. Our theme music was written by Ramtin Arablouei. Our partners at TED are Chris Anderson, Roxanne Highlash, and Daniela Balarezzo. I'm Manoush Zomorodi, and you've been listening to the TED Radio Hour from NPR.